Cei bună băiți amigdoși, tinei doveio meno, visene călcheno de soiro seho. Cei bună băiți amigdoși, tinei doveio meno, ira tuer mira buona cuore toi.
Well, welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout, and you know, each week we bring you the mixture. The first hour is always try to make it an interesting mixture, but the second hour is strictly Chazonis. And of course, in the background, we hear one of my many theme songs. It's the great Moshe Kusevitzky with Sheyabona Beis Hamikdash. Okay, first couple of announcements. Coming Sunday, February 26th, it's the Cantorial Council of America Midwinter Conference, and it's taking place at the Ramaz Middle School at 114 East 85th Street between Lexington and Park Avenues. It's from 10:15 in the morning till 1 o'clock, and it's dedicated in memory of Cantor Avram Davis, who passed away just recently. Cantor Yossi Malavani is featured together with Rabbi Meir Soloveitchik, who is the Associate Rabbi at Congregation Kehilat Jeshurun. The greetings will be by Rabbi Haskell Lookstein, who is the spiritual leader of KJ, Kehilat Jeshurun. And then Cantor Meir Davis, who is the Chazan at Congregation Kehilat Jeshurun, will give a presentation, My Father, My Teacher, a tribute to Cantor Avraham Davis by his son, including rare recordings. So that's this coming Sunday, February 26th, on the east side, on East 85th Street. That's at the Ramaz Middle School. I know many of you receive my cantorial calendar, and the information is on that calendar also. And by the way, if you haven't been receiving the cantorial calendar, you know, on the home page of my website, on the left-hand side, there's a block asking you to sign on to get on my email list. Let me tell you about another event that's taking place later that day on the west side. What's happening in Manhattan? This is the Jewish Center's annual winter concert. It's going to take place at 7 p.m., and I have a brief interview that I'm going to present. First, it will be with Cantor Naftali Hurstik, who is conducting the Tel Aviv Cantorial Institute Choir, and then it'll be with Cantor Chaim David Burson, who is the cantor at the Jewish Center. So, okay. Okay, let me get to the interview. Let's first hear from Naftali, Cantor Naftali Hurstik. I'm very pleased to have with me on the phone Chazan Naftali Hurstik, who will be appearing this coming Sunday evening at the Jewish Center with his wonderful Tel Aviv Cantorial Institute Choir. Shalom, Naftali.
Shalom Aleichem.
Okay, welcome.
Shalom Aleichem to you and to the New York crowd.
Well, it's good to have you back in the States. Tell us about this concert this coming Sunday evening.
This is the first concert that we are having in New York City, where two of our graduates who are Chazonim in New York City are taking part in that concert.
Uh-huh.
And we are talking about Chaim David Burson and Asi Schwartz.
Yes, two wonderful young cantors, to say the least.
That's right. Very well known, I can imagine, to the New York crowd by now.
Yes, very much.
And as usual, we are going to bring some wonderful new stars. Raymond Goshen is going to be at the piano. We are going to have our instrumentalists as well. So it should be a great concert because, apart from everything else, we've got a new variety in our repertoire.
It's always good to hear some new compositions. It's rare. It's rare that we hear that.
No, we are going to do some new material, but we are going to play some of the good oldies, like something like Unuchayama by Lewandowski, which is a rare thing in the New York scene. If you remember, I think it was, which year was it when I sang it in the Lincoln Center?
Oh, yes. Yeah, about 5 or 6 years ago. Yes, yes. Your choir is such a wonderful choir. It's really one of the best. And I think you may know, but my listeners know, that I love a good choir. So the choir, yeah. With the Chazanim. Someone asked me whether any of the members of the choir will be davening this Shabbos.
Yes, we are going to daven, but not in New York.
Oh, you're not?
We are davening. No, we are. Shabbat we are spending in Chicago.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the fifth or the sixth time that we are invited back to the Kins community in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And there are about 1,000, 1,100 people every time we are there on Shabbos.
Oh, wow. And
we are having a concert on Moshe Shabbos in another area of Chicago. And Sunday we are coming to New York.
Oh, wow.
Celebration.
Let's pray there's no snow.
Nah, listen.
Oh,
we've been already, a few years ago we gave a concert in Montreal and it was 29 below zero and snowing. We got there, we gave a great concert.
Oh, you know, I just sent out my periodic cantorial calendar, and I feel bad that you didn't give me the information. You have to let me know, because this calendar goes throughout the country and throughout the world. So I didn't know that.
I'll tell you, I was so busy lately with arrangements, and because we had a few Shabbatot Chazanot in Israel, and then we are having now two concerts of different subjects, and let's not forget, I mean, we are teaching in that school as well.
I know. Well,
it's
listen.
It's not only concerts. Concerts are only sort of a sidekick.
Well, we have to hear more about the wonderful work that you're doing, but anyway, I look forward to seeing this coming Sunday evening at 7 o'clock at the Jewish Center, and again, hearing your wonderful choir that you lead.
With the wonderful Chazanim, I mean.
And the wonderful Chazanim, yes.
The local Chazan, I mean, local Chazan. How should I present him? Everybody thought he was the one I loved most from the whole school. Chaim David. No wonder. But there was another boy I loved, and that's Aziz Shvat, so he's going to be on the board as well.
I know, it's a... you can have many loves.
Yeah.
Okay.
All my sons.
Yes, all your sons. Okay, listen, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you.
All the best. Okay. All the best. Thank you.
Shalom. Okay.
Bye-bye. Shalom.
Well, I'm very pleased to have with me Chaim David Berson, who is the Chazan at the Jewish Center, and he will be appearing at his shul together with Cantor Ozzie Schwartz. The two of them are graduates of the Tel Aviv Cantorial Institute, and I just spoke with Naftali, and so it's good to speak with you, Chaim David.
Likewise, great to speak to you, Charlie.
Right.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Tell us a little bit about the concert that is scheduled.
So the concert I'm really looking forward to. It's going to be an extraordinary event. It's very exciting for me to have the Tel Aviv Cantorial Institute with Cantor Naftali Hirschtick. First of all, it's a great group. It's a great leader, a great conductor. Second of all, that's very special personally to me. I'm a graduate, like you mentioned before, I'm a graduate of the school myself, and this is a very special moment for me to have them come to my own show and sing. Mind you, not long ago, I myself was traveling with them on a similar tours like this around the United States and the world singing. So it's really very exciting and very special. And Cantor Ozzie Schwartz as well, I'm sure a lot of people know him, his name... speaks out for itself.
Mm-hmm.
A great cantor and a great friend, and also, of course, a student of Naftali and a graduate of the school. And we have a great great program with a lot of interesting songs coming up.
Yes, Naftali said there are a couple of new compositions as well as all of the traditional ones.
Yes, correct, exactly. And that's what we were trying when we were sitting and putting the program together. I expressed to him that we want to do a variety of music and different selections. So we have, you know, the cantorial masterpieces, the famous ones that we hear at cantorial concerts. Then we have a few Hasidic melodies that we put together. Raymond Goldstein wrote some beautiful arrangements. And a couple other surprises. I recommend everyone to try to make it to the concert and hear for themselves.
Yes, it will be at 7 p.m., and the Jewish Center is at 131 West 86th Street, which is very easily reached. It lies between Columbus and Amsterdam, and those who are interested in purchasing tickets can either go to their website, jewishcenter.org, or call 212-724-2700. That's 212-724-2700. Chaim, I look forward to being at the at the concert Sunday evening and greeting you and seeing that wonderful, and Ozzy, of course. Ozzy's an old friend, and seeing Naftali. It's very exciting.
Thank you so much, Charlie. It's really a pleasure being on the show and talking to you, and I look forward to the concert and seeing you and hopefully everyone else.
You got it. Okay, shalom. By the way, many of you have received the cantorial newsletter that I send out, and this is the first time that I actually was able to put a flyer into the calendar, and I'm very, very excited because I never knew that I could do that. I mean, you know, or you don't know, I'm somewhat computer illiterate. And it's always exciting when when I learn something new. And so for the cantors and the various shul members who are involved with concerts, make sure that you send a JPEG. It must be a JPEG. That's what I discovered, whatever that means. It can't be a PDF file. It has to be a JPEG. Wow, that almost sounds like I know what I'm talking about. Okay, let's get to the Chazonis. A few weeks ago, I played Joseph Schmidt, and you know, he was caught up in the Holocaust and died in Switzerland. But this wonderful cantor, one of the greats of all time, Gershon Sirota, died with his entire family in the Warsaw uprising in 1943. He had been in the States. He had the opportunity to stay here, but he went back to remain with his family. Let's hear the great Gershon Sirota. A couple selections. We'll first hear Mim Komcha. Sadly, the recordings are not of the greatest quality because they were recorded very early in the 20s, but we still can get a glimpse of the greatness of his voice.
Be your man, I know. gadol v'tishkabel b'toich Yerushalayim yirhal dar v'dor ul'neitach
One of the things that you probably notice that good many of the early recordings of Kvart and Sirota and Yasala were rather brief compared to some of the cantorial recordings that we hear today, running sometimes 8, 9, and 10 minutes. Well, of course, the answer to this was that the early records only played 3 or 4 minutes. It was an evolution that it got to 5, 6 minutes, 7 minutes. Then they discovered that they could play two sides of a record. And I'm trying to think of the one, I think it's Rosa de Chavez, Pinchuk did. It's on two sides. And some of the recordings, there's a pause right in the middle of the when you hear it played on the air, or when you hear re-recordings, well, that pause is the first side ending and the second side picking up. Let's go to this is also a 3-minute recording, Hashem Moloch, the great Gershon Sirota. Gershon Sirota with an early recording, Hashem Moloch. Leib Glantz is up next with Lechu Naranenoah, the great Leib Glantz. Lechu Yes, I have an index of all selections when they've been played last. And of course, you know, there's only certain times of the year that I play certain selections. Glantz, Luchun Ranana, and Kihine Kachomer, of course, you have to wait for September usually. But I'm just in the mood, and just in the mood to play Kihine Kachomer, which is really... again, those of you who have heard my program over the years, you know that I have some favorites. Yeah, I do. I don't like to say who my most favorite is, but I just say I have a favorite. And this particular selection of Kihine Kachomer is really one of my all-time favorites. Leib Glantz.
Beyond, beyond,
Magnificent, magnificent. That was Leib Glantz. Well, cantor Avraham Ranani, who was born in Poland to a prominent rabbinical family. As a young boy, he sang in the choir of his uncle, Isaac Lechter, a Polish cantor of great renown. At an early age, Ranani immigrated to Israel with his entire family. There he studied with cantor Shapoznik, who officiated at the largest synagogue in Tel Aviv. He then continued his studies at the Conservatory of Beit Leviim, and in his spare time, he mastered the cello. Later, he enrolled at the Vienna Conservatory of Music, where he made great strides under the world-renowned master professor Victor Fuchs. When the Nazis came to power, he returned to Israel in 1938. When the Israeli War of Independence broke out in 48, he joined the Israeli Defense Forces and attained the rank of second lieutenant. Meanwhile, Professor Fuchs had immigrated to America, and after the war, he convinced Cantor Ranani to visit the U.S. He then returned back to Israel and then was moved back to the States. He became a chazan in Brooklyn, in Savannah, Georgia, Flint, Michigan, and in Pennsylvania, and in White Plains, New York. He retired with his wife, Chedva, to Israel. His sons, Sam and Ami, have been great fans of the work of Cantor's world, and I dedicate this to Cantor Abraham Ranani's two sons and to the memory of Abraham Ranani. So first, let's hear the Kiddush for the High Holidays. This is Cantor Avraham Ranani.
Melle al polomer, melle al polomer.
Abraham Ranani. Let's hear one more selection of his. This is Ritze.
Oh,
cantor Avraham Ranani. Interesting voice, no? Okay. It's Shamir Helfgott next with Shoma Vatismach Tzion.
Oh.
Mir Helfgott. Let's hear another selection. This is Das Yiddish Lied, a classic. Yes, it is a classic.
Der Ried meg sein Ohren, doch is sehr rar, weil geistige Äußeres, oh, der Ried sehr sah. Der Ried is geduldig, sein Betochen is groß, und a brennendigen Leuchten kommt der lebendig heraus. Man ruft ihm Benele, Chayachsen, Agewir, und jedes Land verschließt vor ihm die Tier. Er klagt und er weint, er kennt schon nicht mehr, a viel ist ein Gelächter. Macht sich am Wohl, es geht ihm schon gut, der mahnt man ihm bald, als er ist ahit, und man geht ihm wieder dem Steppen in der Hand, und er sucht bis Gott. Singen und tanzen und werden Aschemin. Und der Rieder euch schon sitzt in Schuhen mit Kapono. Und er tut sein Hasen an Alla mejor y se robe.
This Yiddish lead. Well, we'll close. We haven't heard from Shmuel Vigoda for a while, and this is a Kavior. Shmuel Vigoda.
A Kavior Ben Mehalalelo. Talking, he should also the worm. They are not so bold. They are not so bold. Talk
kel mi shlai shu de vori veye na tu bo veye na tu bo ni de avero we da me ai ne bo
recording was the great Shmuel Vigoda with Akavya. Charlie Bernhout, hoping you enjoyed this 2 hours of Jewish soul music. Look forward to seeing you. I'm going to try and be at the Cantoral Council of America gathering on Sunday, honoring, commemorating the memory of Chazan Avram Davis. That, again, I remind you, will take place at the Ramaz Middle School, 114 East 85th Street, between Lexington and Park Avenues. It starts at 10:15, will run till 1 o'clock. Cantor Mayor Davis will give a talk, My Father, My Teacher, a tribute to Cantor Avram Davis by his son, including rare recordings. Yossi Malavani will be talking, and there'll be some brief comments by Rabbi Meir Soloveitchik and Rabbi Haskell Lukstein, the rabbis of KJ, Congregation Kehilat Yeshurun, And you know that Avram Davis was at Kehillas Jeshurun for many years as now his son, Meir Davis. So I'll see you there, and perhaps I'll see you at the Jewish Center, 7 o'clock in the evening. That's on West 86. So we got the east side and we got the west side between Amsterdam and Columbus, 7 o'clock. Chaim David Burson and Ozzy Schwartz and the Taki Tel Aviv Cantoral Institute Choir led by Naftali Herstick. Well, shalom, everyone. Tune in next week for more of this wonderful music.